Welcome to the Humble Pie Podcast. This is the podcast that is life admin for your soul.
My name is Teresa.
And I'm Mush.
And we are your hosts.
Hello and welcome. This is episode 2 of the Humble Pie Podcast.
Hello, hello.
Thank you so much to everybody who tuned in and listened to our episode 1. Really, really appreciate it. And we got such great feedback. So thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate it. And thanks for joining us once again. We hope you're here for the long haul. It's great to have these conversations and just pick through the Word of God and just try and understand it for ourselves.
Mm.
Yeah, it's nice to just have the light on the path,
Exactly. And so today's topic is God says, I am bold.
I am bold. You have to say it bold. With boldness.
Sorry, let me come again. I am bold.
Yes.
Is that better? So we're going to unpack that today. And as always, send us your testimonies or your comments via our social media. So we are podcast.humble.pie@gmail.com for email, and then the same at for Instagram and for Twitter. We'd really love to hear from you. We'd really love to hear what you think. Add to the discussion. It's more fun when we do it together.
Yeah, it's a conversation.
So today, our topic is God says, I am bold. Mm-hmm. And for this, the verse that I have chosen, it's Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. And so it says, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne with confidence or boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Snaps for the verse.
Can you read it again, please?
So Hebrews 4, verses 15 and 16. And it says, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
Yes.
Yeah. I love that one.
Do I even have to ask why you chose that verse?
I chose this one because it's quite a self-explanatory verse. The context, I would really encourage anybody to read the whole of Hebrews chapter 4. I won't really go too much into context of it, but essentially whenever I think of this verse, it's like God is so holy. He is so magnificent, so glorious, but he's put it here in his word that he is able to empathize with us. He's walked the walk. He knows the temptation. He knows the struggle.
That's the thing.
And when you look at Jesus's life, he wasn't living a palatial, pampered life. Mm-hmm. He was Jewish, living mm-hmm. in Rome, mm-hmm. in a Roman Empire. So he knows what it's like to be on the outskirts. Mm-hmm. He wasn't particularly rich. He wasn't particularly good looking. He wasn't particularly any. I don't mean that in a bad way, but the Bible says he looked like an ordinary man, right?
Yeah.
He's walked the walk. Mm-hmm. He knows where you're coming mm-hmm. from. And because of that, we can approach him boldly, knowing I can come with all that I am mm-hmm. to him.
Mm-hmm.
And this verse says approach his throne of grace with confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Because you come to him and he does know what you're going through. Yeah. It's not like a foreign concept of, tell me about this weird sin thing you're experiencing.
Yeah.
He's like, actually, no, I've been there. Yes, we need to deal with the sin. Yes, we need to repent and let that stuff go. But you can still approach with boldness.
Yes. Because he understands. See, that's the thing. Obviously, we worship God and we hold him in high esteem,
mm.
let's say. But also to understand that he walks with you as well.
Mm.
So that sin that you may be struggling with or whatever, or that anxiety or that fear, because obviously come with boldness and confidence. He understands that those emotions or those feelings might seep in sometimes, but come to me and I will help you. I will give you the strength to sort it out. You don't have to fear. Be bold. Be strong. I love that.
Yeah, I think it's like, you know, if you have like a best friend who knows all your sides, your good sides, your bad sides, your up, your down, in the morning, everything. You're never really scared to let them know the real truth about a situation, because you know they have your back regardless. I think it's like that magnified by a billion with God, because it's like
He created
Or like when you see a child, say a child's fallen over and they've gotten hurt, they run to their mother. They don't hide and say, "Mom, I fell over, I'm so stupid." They run like, "Mom, fix me." You know, like they approach
her. Some parents
her.
Are like,
"Yeah, true."
We won't go there, but yeah.
In an ideal world, they are received with open arms and can run boldly into them. Oh yeah, that's true. But yeah, so that's my verse.
I love your verse.
Thanks, girl.
Knocked it out of the park with that one. Gosh, I'm even scared to say mine.
No, come on, bring it.
So today I took my verse from Ephesians 3, verses 8 to 13. Today I'm reading the New International Version, NIV version. Okay, so 8. "Although I am less than the least of all the Lord's people, this grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the boundless riches of Christ and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God who created all things. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, according to his eternal purpose that he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. In him and through faith, in him we may approach God with freedom and confidence. I ask you therefore not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory." So, yeah. So I want to pick the part that says, "To me who am least of all the saints, this grace was given." So once again, we are not the best of the best and
no angels,
king of this and the most wonderful, holy, spotless person, but God has given, he has called us, we have been called by God to be humble, to have confidence in him, and yeah, lean on him basically. And also on verse 9 as well, I wanted to pick, "And to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God." So we know we have the Old Testament and the New Testament. So in the Old Testament, it was very much deeds and works, and there was the law and stuff, and everything like that.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
So now in the New Testament, we live in where Jesus Christ has come to earth and he has paid the price for all our sin. That mystery was kept away from us. We didn't know it. And now we know it. We can be bold and we can be strong in that. And we can stand on that. God has called us to stand on his word. So we can have confidence in that. If you don't have confidence in yourself or you don't have it in anybody else, you can have it in Christ and you can have it in his word.
I like that.
Yeah. And eternal purpose, also I want to pick eternal purpose, which he accomplished in Christ Jesus. So what was accomplished was salvation, forgiveness, and righteousness and faith. That is what he accomplished for us.
Amen.
Yeah.
And so then how do you think, like, as you're moving through your life and your career and your like friendships, relationships, whatever you're doing, how do you think knowing that, like being secure and bold and approaching life boldly in the confidence of your salvation, what do you think that looks like for you?
What does that confidence look like? That is a great question.
Thanks.
Okay, so maybe I come from the faith side of it. So if God has told you that you are going to achieve or have something, you have to be confident in that word that you've heard. So it might not happen today, it might not happen next week, but you know that it's going to happen. So you have so much confidence in Christ and what he has said that nothing can sway you. And this is in every aspect of your life now. So like you were saying, career, it might be in your personal life, it might be in your friendships. You can be bold enough to bring God into all of those things and have a conversation with him regarding those things and be like, Father God, I'm feeling this and this way. What do you think is best? What's the next steps that I should take to do? So that's the, I think, is having that confidence to be able to lean onto Christ and feel like you don't have to do it yourself.
Yeah, God, you don't have to have all the answers right now. You can you can boldly and confidently approach him and say, so what should I be doing here?
So since it's such a great question, I'm going to flip it back to you. What say you, Mush?
What do I say? I think that... gosh, me out here asking questions I can't answer. I would say that being confident in your right as a child of God to approach him, to like approach the throne, you know, generally with very kind of high respect to people who hold a lot of responsibility, you wouldn't just walk into Buckingham Palace and be like, you're queen, so what are we gonna do? Like, you wouldn't do that, right?
I wish I could, but
you wouldn't go to, like, you know, the Secretary General of the UN and be like, I just want a minute, what do you think of this? You know, you feel
I have to get
you
in
feel
it.
I have to earn this. Whereas with God, it's like he's taken down all those barriers and said, just come. And like, you know, the verse, the one in Hebrews where he's like, he can empathize as well. Wherever you're coming from, he can come, you can come from that space. So I think knowing he's on your team and you can approach him. He is absolutely glorious. He is holy. He is so much higher than we are. We don't deserve that kind of access, but we still have it. It's a gift from him, right? So I think you're right. It means that it takes off that pressure of, I have to know what I'm doing. I have to be on everything. I have to be Instagram ready at all times or whatever, you know, put together and, you know, making it all look easy. I think it's that you can go to him with the messy things, the complicated things. They're like, Lord, I'm not sure what to do here. I don't know how to negotiate through this situation. I don't know how to resolve this conflict. And I personally found seeking God in those spaces where you're not sure, there's a temptation to feel like, oh, I kind of want to hide this from God. You know, it's a bit shameful, especially if you've done something wrong, where you want to be like, oh. You kind of want to be like, you know, you want to hide stuff from God because maybe you feel like you want to be more put together to approach him. But actually, you can just boldly approach him with the full weight of life, knowing that when he understands, he knows, he's in control, and actually, like, we have access to, like, the maker of the universe. We have access, and he says, boldly come, tell me about it. So we're not alone as we walk into those situations.
And I just want to say that the way we're talking about it, we're not like God is going to say yes to every single thing that you ask for, whatever you want and you need. There are going to be those times where it's not going to happen, but you have to be strong and be bold that no matter whether it is a yes or a no, I am still standing strong. I'm still bold in God. I still have that faith in him, so that when the wind comes or the bad times come, I'm not just going from left to right, just flailing, whatever. You're like a tree deeply rooted in God, in the word of God. So even when the winds come, you're not going to be shaking all over the place. You will be there. So that's just
because life will happen. Bad things will come, seasons will change, there'll be a season of harvest, season of blessing, a season of loss, and all of us will experience these things. But by being rooted in that confidence in our relationship with Christ and the salvation, then it's we won't be broken by those things.
Yes.
And what a blessing, because life can really come for you sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
What a blessing to know, despite the storm, like, my roots are underground, they're protected, mm-hmm. and they're in something stronger than this.
My confidence is in Christ.
Mm.
It is in Christ. And because of that, we can be bold.
Mm, exactly. We can be bold. Amen.
Amen to that. Yes.
So I feel like this week, well, just always, but particularly in this week, as this is the week of the podcast, like, boldly walk to God with what you have, knowing that he wants you to, and he wants to be part of that conversation with you about talking about your life, about what's important to you, what's on your mind, where you're going, your purpose. Like, boldly bring those things to him, because he's asked us to.
Mm. That's it. For those that already know, you might be surprised that we didn't use this verse, but today I want to add an honorable mention.
Oh, yeah.
So it's Philippians 4 verses 13.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty self-explanatory. It's, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, actually, it's a surprise that neither of us chose that.
No, do you know what? I did look at it and I thought, how am I going to flesh out such a short verse?
Yeah, true.
It makes sense.
Mm,
so, I can do all things.
Can do all things through Christ. Amen. This week in our life admin segment, that's where we are. So, this week for life admin, I had a really interesting conversation with one of my really great friends, and we were discussing, like, financial health,
okay.
Right? Like, how do you make sure you're making good financial decisions?
Mm-hmm.
How do you, stuff like living within your means,
mm-hmm.
stuff like, you know, just not wasting your money, investing in the church, investing in, like, where you spend your money says a lot about your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So, and today's life admin, I think it's just a really big, I was really struck by something that I saw on the tube that was saying so many people are very close to, like, bankruptcy or really close to very severe mm-hmm. debt problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I mean, people have to borrow money for various different reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't want to throw shade on what those are, because those are very individual.
Yeah.
But I think that there is a very godly principle about living within your means
mm-hmm.
and a very godly principle about taking what you have and multiplying it, using it
yes.
as to the best of its ability.
Yes.
And, you know, there are those parables where yes, it's like the people...
Talents.
The talents, yeah, exactly. The talents. Did you use yes. them? And also the oil, the woman with the oil
yes.
lamps.
Yes.
And I have a phrase that I always say to all my friends. I always say, full price is for fools. So I always try to get everything I can on some kind of discount.
Yes.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm blessed that I earn enough to live on.
Mm-hmm.
And I currently live within my means.
Mm-hmm.
But I really try. If I'm going to go on holiday, I'll make sure I get a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to go to a restaurant, I'm doing it on taste card. We get 50% off.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going with anything, I just try to make my money do as much as it
yes,
can.
Yes.
And then, you know, I also take very seriously things like giving to the church
mm-hmm.
or supporting family members when they need it.
Mm-hmm.
But just making wise choices with my money that reflect what I find to be valuable in my
mm-hmm.
life. I think it's very tempting to want to floss, to want to show off, to buy things for the sake of to have, to consume,
mm-hmm.
so-and-so's got it, so I must, there's a new phone, so I have to, there's a
mm-hmm.
new car, so I should.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it goes back to that boldness. If your confidence is in God,
mm-hmm.
you don't need
only these little things.
You don't need it. And don't get me wrong, I love a designer handbag.
Like I was going to say, I'm team never full price as well.
Yeah!
Low-key, is this a high five?
Yes!
Yeah. Low-key, I'm not gonna lie, I like to have nice things as well. Not necessarily floss, like, hey, look at my wrist, but I feel good when I have something nice on. But I know when I can afford it.
Yes.
Or I'm gonna track it until it goes down to the price where I feel like it is fair enough
yes.
to pay. Or to understand to say no, I don't need that right now. what it is, but that's crazy that so many people are so close to financial ruin.
The statistic was like 3 in 5. Mm-hmm. 3 in 5 people, if they missed a one paycheck away from like serious debt or homelessness or something like that. And it just really made me think, that's surprising because everyone seems to look like they have nice stuff, you know. And it just made me think, you know, why is that? What are we investing in? Now, I'm a really big believer that you shouldn't tell other people how to spend their money. Like, if you love holidays, spend it on that. Mm-hmm. If you love arts and crafts, spend it on But I do really believe, stay within your means and be intentional about knowing how much is in your bank account. If you have debt, how are you going to get out of it? How long is it going to take? Where can you make savings? Like, are you buying food out all the time and it's costing you 3 times as much as if you were to just buy it at home? Are you wasting money on things you don't really like? Have you got, you know, so much makeup that you never wear? Or, you know, look at your life and really think, if I were to look back and realize I spent £1,000 on this, am I proud of that decision? If you can be like, no, yes, I love these things, they brought me so much joy, fine. But I know of a lot of people who throw out bags and bags and bags of things and they're like, I've just wasted this money. And I think we are stewards of what God gives us. So be intentional about how you spend your money. Save it, use it, enjoy it, bless others with it, but do all of those things on purpose.
And it comes with peace of mind as well. If you are tracking it and you know what you're doing, you're going to have that peace of mind as well. You're not going to be stressed and on edge and, or buying things to make you happy and, it's a web, isn't it?
It's difficult. I feel like we could do a whole episode on this one topic alone. I would really highly recommend reading books like Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and there's a game. I'm so sorry, guys, I can't remember. There's a game that teaches about money management. I'll try and remember it and mention
Monopoly?
It.
Monopoly?
That's one of them. No, it's a different one. It's called the Rat Race. It's called Rat Race, and it's about like managing your money. It's a very good game. I'd highly recommend it.
And I'll say one major key as well. My friend helped me make this Excel spreadsheet several years ago, and just monthly, you can make it as in depth as you want to, but at surface level, let's say where your outgoings are and what is your bulk income, and then just track your spending, even if at first you just want to see what you're spending on, not to like cut out on such things, just to see where most of your spending is going on and does it need to. So I have something like that. So obviously for savings, how much you can afford to save a month, like the maximum or the minimum.
Exactly.
Just divide your money in several ways.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be funneled into one thing. It can do a lot.
Yeah, if you use it well, as you say, you can. I always have this thing where there's like saving money towards certain goals, and I know what those goals are. So it's like, okay, this is going into my, one day I want to buy a house fund or whatever, holiday fund. And then some will be, this is my fun money. This is the money where I can like go to the cinema. I can just go visit my friends, buy a train ticket, go out. Because you, realistically, you know you're going to spend that money. So give yourself a budget that you think is reasonable. And then there's the like, actually, I need to look after my body. What are things that I'm going to buy that mean I can keep myself healthy? Just, do it on purpose. I think you're so right about having a budget.
Yeah.
That's a game changer.
It is.
And like, if you use banking apps that show you how you spend your money, suddenly you can be like, do I really want to be spending £1,000 on lunch every 2 months? Probably not. I might want to go to the Bahamas with that money, you know?
Bahamas or food?
It's a tough choice.
It is a tough one. I'm being so serious.
But to be honest, whatever decision you make, at least you know you did it on purpose.
Yes.
And you can be like, no, lunchtime is deeply important to me. I will treat myself every lunchtime. I'm going to do that on purpose.
That's fine.
Which is a value decision, but just know you're making it, as opposed to coming to the end of the month and wondering what happened to your money, because it's your money. You're in control of it.
It's a great life admin as well.
Yeah, I'd love to really know what you guys think. Yeah, so that's life admin for this week.
Other news segment. So, being boring, I wanted to keep in line with the I Am Bold theme in today's episode. So, the I Am Bold is about being bold and speaking out about things. So maybe speaking out about injustice, speaking out about things you've seen that you want to see a change, being bold enough to be that change that you want to see as well. So as you know, we in the UK are going through Brexit.
Oh my goodness, she said it.
I know, I said the B word.
Oh Lord. So,
yeah, and people are very vocal about what is going on. I don't know if I can call it bold. Maybe that's not a good analogy, actually. But people are speaking out what they believe to be right. So you
it's
yourself,
been very divisive.
Yeah, it has been very divisive. And as in today, as we're recording, some MPs have left their party to go and form another party.
Yeah.
They felt so strongly about it. So, I don't know. That's their whole... Well, I'm not going to say whether I... It's something that is there. That was Ghana English, I was saying. People understand. Yeah, it's something that is there. But also, let's say, for example, something that happened recently as well. Colin Kaepernick, I don't know if you know him.
Of course.
Played in the NFL. So he was basically blacklisted for kneeling, and he felt so strongly enough to not stop kneeling until he was not ostracized, but basically put into the sidelines. But he never stopped. He continued his activism. Obviously, everyone can have an opinion about whether the activism was legit or not, because now he's settled for an undisclosed amount of money for the collusion case. He's saying that colluding to keep him out of the
to
NFL.
Keep him out,
which everyone can see, of course.
Which, of course, they did,
But I know with activism, it's shaky ground to stand on when it comes to making money off of activism, if I can say that. He's not necessarily making money out of activism, but he does need to earn a living. I don't know how he earns his living. I know Nike paid him money because obviously he was in the campaign.
But I think he's in the campaign because he stands for something.
Yes. So I guess it's this age-old thing of integrity comes first before anything else, and everything else will follow. So he had the integrity. He saw something. He said, let me speak out on it. And obviously he didn't expect it to go that way, but it did go that way. And yeah, just being bold enough to speak out about stuff. Let's say, for example, also Liam Neeson debacle as well. I'm just going to touch on that and be like, anybody that supported him, I have questions, because...
Number one, when
someone has come to you with that awful news that they have been raped, the first thing you ask is what race or what color that person is. That's just odd.
It's a strange question.
And then second of all, to be like, I wanted to kill the person who did not commit the crime. Kill a person who did not commit the crime. That's incredibly disturbing and odd to me.
It's very scary, because it's like, I cannot understand the mindset that says, okay, so somebody who looks like this, who happens to share this one characteristic, I am now going to pursue with intent to murder. The mental gymnastics required to do that?
No, it wasn't even mental gymnastics, because there's people defending that. So it must be straightforward, right? We're the ones not getting it.
No. And then
third of all, to feel bold enough to say it outside. I know, look, we talk about the word of God, and it is word of God brings light and positivity and grace and stuff like that. But you have to walk in wisdom.
In wisdom.
And if something is so threatening and dark and hateful, you need to flee from it. Yeah. You need to get away from it.
I think there's the example of, you know, Jesus wasn't just like super cuddly, always telling people what they wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm.
He would say to people, he'd say to the Pharisees, "You're vipers." Mm-hmm. You know, he's turning up tables in the temple. Like, this is not what this is for.
Obviously, he's the son of God. Yeah, he is God. So he has the strength and boldness to be like, but what you're doing is not right.
Yeah. And I think we, as his children, as, you know, covered by the blood of Christ, can share in that boldness. When your spirit really says, this isn't right,
mm-hmm.
then, like, you can speak on it. You can say, no, this isn't okay. It isn't okay to roam the streets hoping to murder someone. That isn't okay. You can justify it how you like, but that's not okay.
Mm.
It isn't okay to... I'm trying to think of some other examples.
Let's say for Brexit, for example, because Brexit has happened, it's not okay for you to go out into the street and abuse someone who does not look like you because of what someone has said or has made up an opinion about.
Mm.
Even in the, let's say, for example, in the workplace as well, when you see your colleague being bullied by a manager, I know we go through stress at work and stuff like that, but if someone is being bullied, you can be that person to be like, you need to step back and chill. Why do you feel like you need to speak to someone in such a way?
Mm.
It's not, you don't have to stand on the TV. You don't have to draw a million man crowd to be bold enough to speak on something. Just in the little bubbles we live in, just to love one another, walk in love. So walking in love is walking in boldness and in strength.
And sometimes walking in love does mean having that tough conversation of saying, this isn't okay, don't do that. And sometimes it is saying, no, I'm uncomfortable with that comment you just made, because, you know, it's sometimes easier to take the path of least resistance, to just go with the status quo. But that is how evil succeeds. It's when good people say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so having the boldness to say, I won't say what my personal opinion on Brexit is, for example, but I do think that there's a time and a place for like differences of opinion and arguing, but I do think there's also time for just, okay, well, we're all in this boat. Mm-hmm. And if we either all paddle in one direction, or we all paddle in our separate directions and go nowhere. I think regardless of what, you know, there does have to come a point of like you're saying, walking in love, to be like, you might disagree, you might stand on that side and I on this side, but I'm just going to recognize your humanity, recognize we are connected in this life and we need to move forward together. These are the Brexit thing. With the Liam Neeson thing, hey, I don't know.
I really don't understand why it's defensive. Why you can defend him for saying, if that's what I mean, as in why you can defend those comments.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I'm trying to think how to say what I feel like.
I know some people felt like that in the quiet and they might have changed. But who is that going to help for you to come out and say it?
I think what makes it particularly painful is that there are very well-known stories of young yeah. black men who are set upon for mm-hmm. no reason,
for no reason,
and murdered,
yeah.
like children, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you hear this middle-aged white man saying it so flipping. Like, and I did it for a week, you know, the way he said
and
that.
Thank
he did
goodness
it for a week,
that nothing happened,
you know, and it's like, my goodness. So say he's having a bad week, and then say somebody who just happens to be black happens to have a bad week as well. Somebody they know has just passed away, or their boss is horrible, and then they just have a moment of like, you know, oh, I don't feel like being the bigger person, or I'm not in a good mood. They weren't intending to murder anyone. They're not looking for a fight. They're just having a bad day, like people do. And somebody like Liam Neeson, with that venomous anger, that intention to cause harm, we're just using everyday human experience to justify murder. And I know maybe he regrets it, maybe he's changed. I just...
Even if he's changed, why say it?
I think it was very insensitive to say. Because it's not like that hasn't happened. You know, it's like you don't make jokes about painful realities people face. Mm. The people who make jokes about or callously bring up something
I don't
that
think
could
he meant it in a jokey way, but as a matter of factly maybe.
Mm.
Yeah, but I don't want to even dwell on it but I just, you can be bold in what you believe in because we all know what's wrong and what's right. We do. We like to put different clause in, but we know.
Yeah.
We truly do know.
And if
know.
You have to start justifying something, there's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have to say, but, then where does that stop?
Where does it stop? So, be encouraged.
Be bold, speak out when there are things that are not right. I like that. So we've come to the testimonies section of today's podcast. And so please send us in your testimonies. It can be big, it can be small. Just we'd love to share and thanking God for the things he's done in your life. So let us know. Today I'm going to share something that happened. It's quite a small thing, but it blew my mind, to be honest. So I woke up, I think it was Friday morning. I woke up, there was something in my eye. It was really, really painful. Painful enough to like wake me up from quite deep sleep. And I couldn't get it out. So for about an hour, I was trying to wash my eye out, put eye drops in them. I was getting red and really sore. And it was about 4 a.m. and I was like, I just want to sleep. I didn't know what it was, where it had come from. And I was getting a bit panicky because I've had things stuck in my eye before and it was quite serious last time. So I was like, oh, has that happened again? And I just thought, let me just ask God to fix this. Let me just see. Let me just see what happens. And generally, you know, maybe it's something God needs to work on in my faith, that sometimes when I pray, I'm kind of like, maybe it'll work, but it's okay if it doesn't, but you know, maybe. But this time I was really like, Lord, please fix my eye. I really would like to get some sleep tonight. And I honestly took my hand, put it over my eye, prayed. I was like, whatever's in there is obedient to Christ.
Amen.
And will leave me to rest because I need to sleep. And I promise you, the like painful scratching feeling just went. My eye stopped watering. I went to bed, woke up 3.5 hours later at 7:30. My eye wasn't red, it wasn't swollen, gone.
Amen.
Gone. And I was like, really? Lord? I was shook. And like even I was rubbing it to see like, is there even something still in there? Gone. Like completely gone. So I really was then, I was like, oh wow. I should ask God. I should just talk to God more often. And again, disclaimer, God is not a genie. It's not like you ask and it just arrives. But in that situation, the panic, frustration and fatigue I was feeling, I really feel like God came through and was like, yeah, Shana needs to sleep today, and hooked it up. So praise God.
Amen. The end of today's episode, so I want to leave us with another positive confession. So you can speak that over yourself. Today it is, I am bold, I am confident, I have faith that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He has my back and I will never be timid.
Amen. I like that. Can you say it again?
I am bold.
I am bold.
I am confident.
I am confident.
I have faith.
I have faith
that I can do all things.
That I can do all things
through Christ who strengthens me.
Through Christ who strengthens me.
He has my back.
He has my back.
And I will never be timid.
And I will never be timid.
Amen.
Amen.
And also, song choice for this week as well is a song called Won't He Do It by Corinne Hawthorne. And this one is more dancey. So dance around.
This is an upbeat number. Yeah. This is a like... Yeah, have a listen and let us know what you think, because this is my jam at the moment. So I'm really feeling this tune.
Enjoy.
Well, that's the end of episode 2. So thanks so much for joining us. Remember to find us on our socials. So podcast.humble.pie@gmail.com for the emails. And then podcast.humble.pie on Twitter and Instagram for our socials. We'd really love to hear from you. Hear what you think, your testimonies, your thoughts. Yeah, keep in touch with us.
See ya.
Bye.
This has been the Humble Pie Podcast.
Thank you for joining us. I have been Mush.
And I've been Teresa. Keep in touch and spread the word.
And be blessed.